there was a little bit of politics involved in all that happened to your dad?
Sure. And, he said this in interviews too. He doesn't have many regrets in life, but one of them would, if he could change anything, it would be to not run for politics. And I think at the time, his mindset, and I can say this because my co-author Ruthie Robbins, who was my former high school English teacher, and myself, we wrote as my dad for the past 17 years. So what he had thought, he had hoped by running for office and by running for Allegheny County Commissioner, he could have done some good for the city of McKees Rocks. He had all kinds of plans to bring in a swimming pool and a community center and to try to do some great things for the youth and to bring some economy, to build some riverside apartment complexes. So I think intentions were good, but I know there's a cliche phrase about like good intentions turn into something else. I can't think of the exact phrase. It always starts, I guess, with a good intention. So I think that in retrospect, had he not run for politics, he probably would not have gotten into the financial trouble that he was in. And there probably would not have been the downward spiral that happened. My parents always talked about the fact that in the prima donna, they had a miracle. The prima donna was an anomaly. It was someplace that it wasn't not a restaurant that was flourishing in New York City or in Chicago or in San Francisco. It was a restaurant that was flourishing in McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania. And aside from Pittsburgh, nobody's ever heard of McKees Rocks until Damar Hamlin, obviously, last year. But to do that in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, that was quite a feat. And I think that what his thought was is that those skills that he used to build the restaurant up would be easily transferable into politics. And in reality, that was not the case.
Maria C. Palmer is the co-author of a new book called On the Rocks, that's doing very well. And I'm sure anybody listening now will be running out to grab it for sure. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJV. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with an excellent interview. Maria C. Palmer is the co-author of a book called On the Rocks. It's a story about her dad's famous restaurant in McKeesport called the Prima Donna. And of course, a lot of the story is about her dad, too. So at what point do you sit dad down and say, I think myself and my old teacher are going to write a book about you?
Well, it was always a joke growing up. My dad always said, somebody should write a book or somebody should make a movie about my life. And really, once he had gotten out of prison, it was a very low point for our family. And the happiest times that he's had, and he still says this today, is that whenever he was in the Prima Donna and in McKees Rocks with all of his customers and clients and the people that worked for him and the community, he just loved and cherished those times. So I did as a writer what I always do. I said, tell me a story. Tell me a story about a time where something went really crazily in the restaurant, or tell me a story about a celebrity that came in, or tell me a story that was the highest moment in your entire career, or what was the lowest moment? And I started recording these vignettes as he was telling me. And I had a little mini tape deck, which now my kids tell me that's part of the dinosaur days, but it was wonderful because I got everything word for word from him. And then I would transcribe those tapes. And I could only go so far. So my co-author, Ruthie Dines Robbins, was my AP English teacher at Montour High School. And she and I go way back. She was one of the first customers at the Prima Donna. She actually grew up in McKees Rocks, right across the street from the building that was once the Prima Donna. And her eldest son and I were very good friends. And so we had kept in touch throughout the years. And she had known that I was writing this story. And she had recently relocated to Buffalo, New York, and was working with a writing group editing some books for published authors. And she had asked if she could bring some of my stories to that writing group. And I said, sure. And they agreed on two things. And the first thing is that the book needed a lot of work, which I knew. And the second thing is that they said the book had a tremendous amount of commercial potential. And at that particular point, the book was written partially in my voice and partially in his alternating chapters. And they said that there was one voice screaming through. And for those of you who are listening who have been to the Prima Donna or maybe know of my father, you know that that voice was not me. It was the voice of my father. And so we started to write as my dad. And that process kind of started 10 years ago with Ruthie. And we worked on it religiously through the pandemic. We completed the manuscript in 2020 in the summer, which was the time that everybody and their uncle, brother, sister, mother, father, and cousin were also writing books. So the timing wasn't great for competition, but we really believed in the story. We had 8 beta readers read it and give us advice. We started shopping it around to agents in the winter of 2021. We signed with our agent in the summer of 2021. We went on submission with publishers in that fall, and then the book was picked up by a publisher the following fall in 2022, and it just came out this past August of 2023. So it's been quite a journey, but my dad has been 100% on board. He actually wrote, and I made him sign my book, and he wrote in the book, "Maria, you have resurrected me." And that to me is the largest compliment, because in my opinion, nobody should be judged by their worst mistake in life. And if you had Googled my father prior to a few years ago, that's what came up. And now if you Google my father or Google me or you Google the book, a whole lot of really interesting, cool things come up. And that's how I wanted to rewrite the chapter of my dad. And I'm so glad that I was able to do that, and so grateful to my co-author, Ruthie Robbins, for that opportunity as well.
So the book drops in August, and how are things going so far?
Oh my gosh, so overwhelmingly well. I hope I don't get emotional whenever I say
no,
this.
No, please, please do.
I just want to thank everybody so much for all of your support. When this book first came out in August, we had a partnership with the Heinz History Center downtown, and we had our release party there. And we had over 500 people show up for the release party, which that in itself was amazing. For the first 2 weeks that the book was out, the book was the number one culinary memoir on Amazon. Number two was Anthony Bourdain's Kitchen Confidential. And number three was Stanley Tucci's Taste. Wow. The book has a shopping agreement for film and TV rights with 13 Curves Productions. I've had a couple of inquiries from Broadway as well. I was named over the summer as LA Weekly's one of the top 15 rising authors to watch in 2023. And the blessings just continue. We just won the American Book Fest Awards for 2023 in the narrative nonfiction category, the best narrative nonfiction book for 2023 in America. So it is just amazing to me that after the restaurant had been closed for 20 years, we are getting this love and embrace, not only just from the people of Pittsburgh, which is certainly our primary audience, but all around the world. I'm getting emails of, people thanking me for helping them because they're going through something similar with one of their family members, or I'm, getting congratulations. They used to grow up in McKees Rocks and they remember my parents' restaurant fondly, and it's taking them back to a simpler time. So it is just incredible. The book continues to be in the top 100 in both the white collar crime true story category and the culinary memoir category on Amazon. So we're just really, really blessed. It's going very, very well.
Well, you're blessed, but you're also very talented. I mean, this is just tremendous that this is coming out of the Pittsburgh area from a local girl. Now, are you still local, or do you keep ties to the Pittsburgh region?
Yeah, I sure do. So I live in New Jersey right now, outside of New York City, but I'm back in Pittsburgh. My husband would say more than I'm in New Jersey. So I'm in Pittsburgh at least once a month, sometimes multiple times a month. We do have lots and lots of events. If you go to my website, it's Maria, M-A-R-I-A, C like cat, Palmer, Palmer.com. Under our events tab, we have lots of events in Pittsburgh. We have a really cool one coming up actually in January, on Saturday, January 20th. It's a cook and book from 11 to 2 in Pittsburgh. And we're going to make some homemade ricotta gnocchi, marinara sauce, maybe bring some other bells and whistles. And then we're going to sit down and have a really cool book discussion and a signing and a Q&A. So it's really the perfect holiday gift, or just treat yourself gift after the holidays as well. But we constantly have things going on in Pittsburgh. So yeah, I'm here a lot.
How do you get tickets to that? You should tell everybody. This is the perfect audience to share that with.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of the information is on my website, but you can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Joe, JoeCostanzo, Prima Donna, PrimaDonna. And I have a post on my Facebook and Instagram account about it. Again, the Maria C. Palmer, MariaCPalmer.com. We're limiting it to 50 tickets, so the first 50 only. I just did a similar event in New Jersey, and it did sell out. And 15 minutes after I got home, I was receiving calls and texts. When is the next one? So it's very popular. It's very fun. You know, you get a great homemade, a great hands-on cooking class, a great homemade lunch, and a really juicy book discussion. And people always ask in the Pittsburgh area, will my father be at these events? And pretty much 100% of the time he is there, and he is not going to miss a cooking book because he really loves to eat. So if you
that's
come,
so cute.
It's going to be at High Street Studios in Pittsburgh, 11 to 2 on Saturday, January the 20th. And you could also, if you have any questions, you could email me at MariaCPalmer@yahoo.com, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. But gather up your friends, bring your apron, bring your beverage of choice, you know, whatever you want to drink, wine, whiskey, water, we don't really care. Just bring it, and everything else will be supplied to you. And it should be really a very, very fun class. So I hope everybody will come and join us on that day.
Maria, you are so interesting. I mean, can you give us a little sneak peek? Will we be hearing more stories from On the Rocks, or another book, or, you know, what are your plans?
Yeah, you certainly will. So, you know, I'm toying around with what to do next and where to go next. I do have another manuscript that I will be shopping, tentatively titled What I Learned on the Bus. And I, you know, whenever that pivotal moment happened with the knock at the door, whenever I was 20 years old and the federal government came looking for my father, it really kind of spiraled me into a very dark place. And I moved 3,000 miles away from Pittsburgh to Los Angeles, California, because my boyfriend at the time, now husband, was going to be moving there after college. And I thought, you know, when you move 3,000 miles away, your problems just don't follow you, right? Like, they can't just hop on the plane with you, which very wrong. But whenever I got out there, I ended up going to a presentation a Catholic nun had started an organization called Get on the Bus, and it brought children to go see their incarcerated parents once a year for Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Oh,
And
wow.
So
wow.
We connected after this presentation, and long story short, we had kind of lost touch because she lost my card after we connected, but then we got back together and I started as a volunteer, helping with her fundraising efforts. And eventually, and a fluke, one of her directors quit on the spot. And so she asked me to take over. And I was very hesitant because I was very young at the time. But I did. And really, what that experience ended up meaning to me, I thought I was going in to help families and to reunite families. But really, the families were what taught me so much about love and forgiveness and redemption and how to move forward in your darkest moment. And so that's what that book will be all about. But again, that's not out. It's not even being shopped right now. And then, you know, there's also rumors that, you know, possibly a cookbook could be oncoming too, as a follow-up to On the Rocks, because now people are so hungry and they're Uber eating, you know, at like 12 in the morning when they're reading the book, because they need to get some fried zucchini with marinara sauce. So that's a possibility too. And, you know, a
You're
couple
amazing.
Other
You're amazing. And we can't wait. We'll keep our eye out for Maria C. Palmer. She's the co-author of a book called On the Rocks. Thanks for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy.